در سطح تیم‌های فوتسال دنیا.
As far as I know, there are no female head coaches in other futsal teams around the world. There are some female assistants who undergo the necessary training to become a head coach one day.
در واقع آموزش می‌بینن که حالا احیاناً یه روز انشالله بشن سرمربی.
As you can see, it's only Iran's team whose members wear hijab. Even teams from Palestine, Lebanon, Jordan, Iraq or others played bareheaded, except for Jordan's team in which a few members wore hijab. As I remember, in the Olympic qualifying tournament in which Iran's team was not allowed to play, those members of Jordan's team were banned from playing too. Their team had to play without some of its key players. I took part in the AFC Elite Futsal Instructors course, and I was the only female participant. The others were all men. I believe that you have to do your best at everything you do. You have to believe in yourself. I can't just say in words that I'm a better coach than a man. I should ask myself, why are you better? Why do you think you're better than a Brazilian male coach? I should come up with a good reason, a resume, a report paper, something. I should do something to prove my point, to enable me to say, for this and that reason, I stood my ground. I always prefer to consult with others. I ask for everyone's opinion, and I might use all the new ideas, but I'm the one who makes the final decision, though the final decision is usually not opposed to what everyone has said. To tell you the truth, when the national team's training starts, it affects my whole life. I somehow turn into another person because I focus all my attention on the team. I miss that feeling. Since we've come back from Russia, we haven't had a chance to practice, and I feel as if something's missing in my life. We need to start the trainings again to put some meaning back in our lives. I think all the 12 members of my team deserve to be a part of the national team.
هر 12 نفرشون لیاقت اینو داشتن که توی تیم ملی باشن.
اون بقیه هم نفر باید بگیرن. اصلا بر نمیگردی عقب دیگه. 2 دقیقه بیشتر نمونده. اصلا ما اونجا کاری نداریم. همونجا دونه دونه نفر میگیریم. اگه چی؟
سهیلا میاد.
اگه اومد نفر سهیلا با شرکت میکنه میاد.
من
نه بک. نفر خودش من تو منه. هر کی یکی رو گرفته.
I don't like to talk big, to say, yes, they're like my children, or I'm like their mother. No, they have their own mothers and families and are someone else's child. It's not like that. But our relationship as a coach and a player is a strong one. We're close to each other.
We're happy that Ms. Muzaffar invites her to the national team. Naghmeh has been with Ms. Muzaffar for a long time, since she was very young. Whenever I thanked her, she replied that we, as Naghmeh's parents, were the ones who helped her grow. But as a mother, I feel that the team and its members, especially their coach, have helped my child grow. They may not know it themselves, but they've helped her grow.
Naghmeh really made progress step by step. For me, Naghmeh is the living example of someone who's climbed the ladder of success one step at a time.
I'm glad that she's made progress both in her studies and her social life. She's now an agriculture engineer.
I worked very hard in order to become a part of the national futsal team. I spent a lot of time on the bench and sometimes didn't get to play at all. I used to cry a lot, but I never gave up. I never gave in. I just tried harder.
We got married last summer, and I've been constantly in the training trip since autumn. We had to practice 3 days a week every other week, and it came to an end just a week ago.
I don't know if it was Imam Sadiq or Prophet Muhammad. There was a woman at that time who sold perfume. She used to come to the Prophet's house and talk to his wives. One day, when the Prophet arrived and found her there, he told her, "Whenever you come to my house, there is a good smell in the air." I mean, he treated her with respect and gave her some advice about their job. He acknowledged her work.
My husband's workplace is in Robat Karim City. He leaves early in the morning and returns very late, at 8 or 9 p.m. Maybe that's why we don't have any problems at home. My absence is not really palpable, since we leave together and come back together.
People might not know it, but she's also a teacher. An MA student, and she has to work on her thesis at the moment. She's on a very tight schedule.
All the members of the national team, all the girls who always talk to my daughter, are highly educated. This is really an honor for me. All of them have a master's degree, and some of them are aiming for PhD.
Some people say if you give your wife an inch, she will take a mile, so to speak. But if you treat your wife well and there is mutual respect on both sides, your wife will become more modest. The same goes for the husband. That's why I believe her activities cannot negatively affect our married life.
As a woman and a mother, it was a bit hard for me at first to accept the fact that my daughter wanted to play futsal. I used to think that she was choosing a profession that belonged to men. But our own thoughts and vision helped us accept her choice. Even our relatives and the society have accepted her profession and respect her as a woman.
I sometimes get tired, really tired, but I've never thought about giving up. I think my love for what I do is very strong. And I see the same thing in my players. I think all of us get tired at one point or another, but I've never seen anyone talking about giving up, giving in, or refusing to go on. Our love for football and futsal is so strong that we will never give up, no matter what happens. We're going to stay on and continue.